Our guest in the cafe this morning, once again, is the co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital, Dr. Carrie McCreary. Good morning.
Good morning.
I came across an article recently about after-hours pet care. And I'll bet a lot of people are in that, have been in that situation where they are in desperate need of a vet at 10 p.m. at night or whatever. And, of course, they're not necessarily easy to find. But this article is actually a video. It's actually a television news story about some clinics in Wisconsin that had banded together to offer after-hours pet care in that, I think it's Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Yeah, and actually, you know, before we moved here, Doc, that's what he went by, Doc McCreary, he and several vets locally had like a little co-op where they basically passed around call throughout the week to help each other out. I'm not really sure why that dissolved, but certainly when we first moved here, we saw a huge need for emergency care.
Doc is your husband?
No, Doc was my husband's grandfather.
Oh, I see. Okay. But you and your husband are the co-owners of the Greenville Animal Hospital, which is why.
But before us, my husband's grandfather owned the practice.
I see. I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, good idea, but maybe it'll catch on around the country, because what do people do when, you know, at 10 o'clock at night or worse, 2 in the morning or something, that they're in desperate need of care for a pet?
It's hard, yeah. I mean, we see a lot of emergencies here, but, you know, we're this area is sort of like in a transition period where we're not really in the need for like a huge 24-hour emergency hospital, but at the same time, there's still needs, you know. But we also have an emergency hospital that's about 35, 40 minutes away in Mesquite that is 24 hours. So we're lucky. Like places that are really remote, then they may not have anyone for hours and hours. I mean, there is no other option.
So there is a 24-hour pet care service in Mesquite.
Yes, and almost all the vets here will take call, so we'll, you know, take call after hours, but if we're not available, then there's always that fallback, and they're pretty great.
I don't want to inundate you with calls at 2 in the morning, but how do people contact you in an emergency if they need to?
Yeah, so they can just call the emergency line, and we have a technician that carries the emergency phone all the time, and she's very well-versed and, you know, different emergencies and everything like that. I think part of the struggle is that people don't really realize that it's actually illegal to give out medical advice over the phone.
Mm.
And so one of the hardest things we have is that people that call and they say, like, well, I just need to know if it needs to come in. And you're like, well, I can't tell you because I can't see what's going on. I can't feel with my hands what's happening. So that's always kind of a hard one, because you can't say, no, that's fine. Let's just wait till tomorrow, because I would be bad if it's not okay.
Yeah. So the advice is generally bring the dog or cat or what have you in.
Right.
I see. We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Now, another article I saw, this I thought was interesting. This is out of Forbes, the financial magazine. And Forbes, in this particular article, was advising investors to invest in pet care, various forms of pet care, because, as we all know, people love their dogs and cats and other animals, and they're going to take care of them, and they're going to make it a priority. And basically, the article was saying that the pet care industry is recession-proof. So that should make you feel good.
That does make me feel good. People are going to need that care for sure. Even though sometimes I wish I just owned like a pet shop or something, I think it'd be a little easier.
Right. Well,
it's not as sad sometimes, but for sure. I mean, I love my job, and it makes me feel good that we have job security at least.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe you should take your outfit. Maybe you should take the Greenville Animal Hospital public. Start to, go on the New York Stock Exchange there.
There you go. Throw out some shares there and let people start scooping them up.
That's the next step. But you do find that again, we've talked about this before, that people, increasingly people refer to pets literally as their children.
And
it's a different kind of a mindset than maybe existed 25 or 50 years ago.
Yeah, things are totally evolving. It's crazy. And then it's, even we're probably 10 years behind the way things are evolving in California and mm-hmm. some other areas.
Right, right.
So it's just, it's nuts. I mean, we talked about how also veterinary hospitals are starting to go away from these smaller freestanding hospitals and start to become almost these big, big kind of conglomerate of different doctors and specialists. So like a true human hospital, what you would think mm-hmm. of as that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting too. That's definitely a shift in our profession that's going on. And a lot of people are, you see a ton more corporately owned veterinary practices. They're popping up everywhere. If they're not popping up everywhere, they are continually contacting veterinarians and making offers to purchase their practice.
Interesting.
It's a boom for sure right now.
Yeah. Carrie, good. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again.
All right, you're welcome.
Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.